the Truth News Network. When shelter in place becomes a nice phrase for a $5,000 fine and a year in jail for leaving your home during primary election season, you know the game is afoot. And to sort things out, you want the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network. And here's Dan Newman.
And you know what? It's a tragedy, plus all those things Pete mentioned in that opening. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Newman. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to Truth News Network. You know, the happiest news to emerge in recent coronavirus weeks comes courtesy of videos from online news sources showing the good citizens of Michigan. You know, the story that we brought to you yesterday about the lockdown? Well, those good citizens of Michigan's fed up with their tyrannical governor taking to the streets en masse and maskless to demand an end to the tyranny. The saddest news, the realization that it took so long for these types of protests to get started. And for reason for that, we can turn to the Declaration of Independence. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. That's the opening line of the Declaration of Independence. Most Americans, when first informed of the coronavirus, wanted to simply do the right thing, help neighbors, help their communities, help their families, help their country. They willingly stayed home, as did many of you and me, out of love for neighbors, or at least concern for neighbors, abided by the government's recommendations and mandates to protect against the spread of the virus. That just makes perfect sense. Business owners shelved their dreams of entrepreneurial freedom for the good of the country. School administrators closed their buildings. Government services officers shut their doors. Church pastors, even, sent their congregations online. Then things got stupid, really stupid. Then the government ran amok. The Americans saw tyrannical types, up close and personal, up close and in their own communities, seize powers the Constitution doesn't grant, and run roughshod over the rights of individuals and business owners. And Americans saw how these tyrannies were taking place in the face of failed computer modeling that showed wildly inaccurate coronavirus numbers. Michigan cracks down on seed purchases and tiny gatherings. That came from the post-millennial of Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer's ridiculous executive-issued prohibitions against the purchase of plant seeds and grains in her state and against neighbors from visiting their next-door neighbors. Huh, police state anyone? Seriously, how does buying plant seeds cause or even correlate to a spread of the coronavirus? Then there was this. In the aftermath of an eye-opening Fox News interview between host Tucker Carlson and guest Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey, listen to this. By what authority did you nullify the Bill of Rights in issuing this order prohibiting church gatherings and free assembly of the people? Tucker Carlson asked the governor that. The governor responded, "That's above my pay grade, Tucker. I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this." Come again? That's the job of a governor, folks, of any public servant who takes the oath of office, for that matter, to first and foremost, above all else, uphold the provisions of both state and U.S. constitutions. To admit to not thinking of those documents as a governor is to admit a failure of job performance, maybe a whole lot more. It's a fireable offense. And in these coronavirus times, there are a lot of fireable offenses being perpetrated on the people by government officials, from police to politicians. Are we to stand idly by and watch, like sheep, doing nothing forever? This is where the rights of the individual to control and curb the government should blare out loudly. President Trump says he's got a plan to open America's economy and jumpstart U.S. businesses again, and that states ought to abide by his White House guidelines. Some states say they won't. Some states say the heck with reopening the country, the heck with freeing citizens from their house arrest, suggested stay-at-home syndromes, the heck with all that until each and every last case of the coronavirus has been driven from humanity, until it's safe and secure out there for everybody. Well, what right does government have to decide any of that or all of that in the first place? American citizens are well equipped to determine how best to protect themselves and their families from looming health threats. Americans do it every day, as a matter of fact. Those who feel sick, they stay at home. Those who worry about getting sick, they stay at home. Those who can't stay at home but worry about getting sick, they go ahead and wear a mask, social distance, stay in the car, do whatever seems logical and proper to keep from getting sick. Just don't expect all of America to suffer a police state existence for the next, well, forever, as a matter of possible protection for the relatively few citizens in the country who may or may not catch the coronavirus. It's time for more civil disobedience. I'll say that again. It's time for more civil disobedience. It's time for the protest of Michigan residents against their power-mad governor to spread to the rest of the United States, if only to send a message to the government that says, we're watching. We're watching. And we're fed up. If not now, when? Americans aren't going to go quietly into that good despotic night, nor should they. After all, it's in America's founding to fight for freedom. When a long train of abuses and usurpations occur, it is citizens' right, it is citizens' duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The Declaration of Independence says that. It's not just a right to Americans to strive for freedom. It's not just a right enshrined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the First and Second Amendments in particular. It's our duty as citizens, an actual duty. It's a duty and responsibility for Americans to demand government obey. And how do Americans typically go about exercising that duty? With civil disobedience and voting. Peaceful, but purposeful, persistent, and powerful civil disobedience. Is this a cry for armed types of confrontations with authorities in our lives? Not at all. I don't necessarily think we need to block the city streets like happened on Thursday in Lansing, Michigan either. But I think what our government needs to know at every level, local, state, and federal, is that we are willing to do what's necessary to maintain and protect all the rights and privileges that we have as citizens of the United States. And oh, by the way, they work for us. We don't work for them. This is the United States of America. And the powers that they have in Washington are only the powers given to them by the citizens. Anything else belongs to us. By the way, that's constitutional. A little harsh this morning? That's okay. It's the truth. It's Friday. And I hope you're going to have a great Corona Friday and an even better Corona weekend. We love you here at Truth News Network. Thank you for being part of this. We'll see you at 9 o'clock for 2 hours. We'll go into detail about this that you just heard and a whole lot more on TNN Live, 9 to 11, brought to you by the Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. See you then.
Doing the job the media just won't do. TNN, the Truth News Network.